is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
The new Hot 96.9.
Hey, Tiana.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you, madam?
I was hoping that you guys could help me out with this guy that I was seeing kind of disappeared on me. We went out, went to dinner, went to a spot, started drinking, got pretty drunk. He made sure that I got home, but was super, like, sweet, slept on the sofa. And then the next day, he was, like, gone. And I haven't heard from him since.
So he slept on the couch.
Yeah.
And then when you got up the next morning, he was just gone?
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't want to sleep on the sofa. Maybe he wanted to sleep with you. Was there any type of, like, signs that would have led to that?
I mean, we're grown-ups. Of course he didn't really want to sleep on the sofa.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So were y'all doing anything and then maybe you blocked them?
No, not at all. By the time we left the bar, we were, you know, you ever been too drunk to kiss? You're just too drunk.
Okay. Yeah, last weekend.
Yeah. All right, we'll give him a call. We'll try and see if we can get you another date.
Yo, hello?
Is this Jeff?
Speaking.
Okay, he's alive. It's good. He's alive, everybody. Okay, Jeff, we're calling from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can we just ask you something really quick?
The radio station?
Yeah. We're calling because somebody's been trying to get in contact with you, and they haven't been able to, so that they reached out to us to reach out to you. We just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
This is weird, though, a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah, well, okay, let me explain. It's this girl named Tiana who reached out to us. You know, you stayed on her couch or something like that because you were so drunk.
Yeah.
Well, she likes you and she wants to go on another date with you, but you haven't been responding to any phone calls or texts. So we're here to tell you that if you're willing to go out with her again, we'll pay for the entire date no matter what you want to do.
I don't think it's going to be a smart move. For me.
Really?
And why is that?
All right, I'm just going to be blunt. At the end of the night, she was stressed. We were both really drunk. But so I bring her up to her place. I put her on her bed. Then I went, and a gentleman, so I was like, you know what? Let me go sleep on the couch. 3 hours later, I hear screams in a room. I go check it out, and she's still sleeping, I guess in dreams, just like, getting up and like screaming, going, "I'll cut your dick off." And I'm like, "What?" Like, it was mad intense. Like, it was almost like she was awake, but she was sleeping. And she was like, "Jeff," pacing the room, going, "Yo, I'll cut your dick off. Don't mess with me. You know who I am." And I was just like, I was scared.
That's creepy. Anytime someone's like sleepwalking and talking always get creeped out when people do that.
You know, hold on. You left because I was dreaming and you were scared?
Okay, hold on. Jeff, Tiana's on the phone. She heard what you were saying.
The exorcist.
The explanation.
Right.
I mean, this is a dramatic. I was dreaming. I have this thing. It's called Dream Tourette's.
Hold on. Let me Google it.
Dream Tourette.
Is that a thing? I've never heard that.
Listen, there's a lot of things out there you never heard of.
Sometimes in my sleep, I mean, I don't always know. I don't hear myself. I don't record myself. But I've been known to, you know, say some pretty crazy things in my sleep. And I didn't have, I mean, I just met you. I didn't think that you would be at my house listening to me sleep. But,
you were talking about trying to cut my dick off then.
Oh, my God.
I can't really explain that.
She's dreaming.
Not say anything. I wish you would have said something.
Say something. I'm not going to wake you up and then you... I don't know what's going to happen. You're not supposed to wake up somebody when they sleepwalking. They might kill you or something. I don't know.
That's fine. The way you kiss your dick is probably weak. Anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Tiana, has this ever affected a relationship that you've had in the past, or?
Only once. I mean, mostly I'm just talking in my sleep, right? I guess I was super drunk, so I might have been moving around a whole lot. But this one time, I punched my ex-boyfriend in the dick, and it was just not really that big a deal. I guess it hurt in the sleep. Outside of that, it's a lot of talk.
Yeah.
You really can't help when you're dreaming and you're asleep. I mean.
All right. So, well, now at least we know that we have an explanation for it. Maybe you guys could go out and not do a sleepover right away, not get too drunk. I don't know what it is. But, Jeff, would you like to go on another date with Tiana?
Oh, no.
That was so fast.
My dick's more important than, like, one crazy chick.